err is human, to forgive, divine. As we are in the midst of the high holy days of Judaism, I hope you'll allow me the arrogant gesture of tweaking Alexander Pope's wise aphorism. To err is human. To ask forgiveness is difficult. To forgive, divine. More on that in a few moments. As most of us know, Rosh Hashanah, which began this last Wednesday at sundown, begins the High Holy Days and the Jewish New Year. One intriguing aspect you might not know is that in Jewish tradition, in the Talmud and elsewhere, Rosh Hashanah marks the anniversary of creation itself. Happy birthday, Earth, and everything on it. That aspect of Rosh Hashanah has receded for most, but the New Year has remained. It begins 10 crucial days, frequently referred to as the days of awe, and they should be. If taken seriously, these 10 days can be, for a person who walks the path of Judaism, the most important 10 days of every year. When I was a kid, I never understood the need for a Jewish New Year. January 1st seemed as good a day as any, and everyone else was celebrating on that day. Of course, I didn't realize until just after college, when I was doing some research, that the only reason we celebrate January 1st instead of March 1st as the beginning of the new year was that long ago Rome was losing a war and moving the beginning of the year up 3 months was deemed a strategic necessity. But that's another story. Still, a Jewish New Year? What's the point? Over time, of course, I would realize that virtually every culture and every spiritual path has its own New Year. We all recognize not only the cycle of the year, but the need for a new one. Still, when I was told this is our New Year, I bridled. Be Jewish, don't be Jewish, whatever. But to be different, just to be different, and then to take pride in that difference, never made any sense to my interfaith soul. It wasn't until I was in my late 30s, when I took a fresh look at Yom Kippur and began to take it very seriously, that Rosh Hashanah at last made sense to me, not so much as the new year, but as the beginning of 10 very important days. Yom Kippur is the culmination of these 10 days of reflection and repentance. Yom Kippur begins at sundown next Friday. I'll be fasting for that day. It's a time to ask for forgiveness both of God and those whom we have offended here on earth. Why do we need a ritual and a special time of year every year to seek forgiveness? Perhaps it's because, in the words of the eminent philosopher Elton John, sorry seems to be the hardest word. So we set aside a day of atonement. For me, Yom Kippur is also a time to set aside, to ponder the past year. Is the who I am the who I want to be? And if not, what do I intend to do about it? My habit is to go over my date book for the past year. What did I actually do, as opposed to what I had intended to do? I also go over my personal phone book. As I go through it, name by name, sometimes it's jarring to realize, oh my gosh, I've lost touch with this person. Every year, I make a Yom Kippur list. What path am I on? And is it the path I want? Also, who whom do I owe an apology? And to whom do I need to reconnect? Some years, it's a long list. The truth of it is, according to Jewish tradition, this should all be done before Yom Kippur. But I can't help but feel that when it gets done is not nearly so important as that it gets done. At least, that's my rationalization. What calls to me about Yom Kippur and why it remains so important to me is that it gives us, if we will take it, the opportunity to start over, to change direction, or to continue on, but with intention, not by accident or inertia. My friend Samir likes to refer to Ramadan as providing a reset button. The same is true of the High Holy Days. Clear the dead wood away. Do some pruning as needed. And start the new year with, if you'll forgive yet another metaphor, a clear deck. Both Judaism and Islam, among so many of our spiritual paths, provide us rituals to help us accomplish these tasks. And we need them. Or at least I know I do. Slow down. Stop. Reflect. Mend your relationships. Don't be on automatic pilot. You might not like where automatic pilot takes you. The song that we sing, Lashana Tova, is a New Year's wish. May you be inscribed for a good year. Tradition holds that if we've been properly repentant, the angel in charge of such things will write in the book of life that we should have a good year. But you may properly ask, what is properly repentant? Judaism, of course, has a story. And some of you have heard it before, but it's worth repeating. Rabbi Elimelech, who was preaching in Eastern Europe roughly at the time of the American Revolution, Rabbi Elimelech, we are told, sent his disciples on the eve of Yom Kippur to observe a certain tailor. From him you will learn what a man should do on this holy day, the great rabbi told them. The disciples, of course, did as they were bid. From a window, they watched the tailor take down a book in which he had written all the sins he had committed over the past year. Holding the book, he spoke to God. Today, the day of forgiveness, the time has come for both of us, you, O God, and me, to settle our accounts. Here is a list of all my sins. But here also is another book in which I have written down all the sins you have committed, the pain, the woe, and the heartache that you have sent me and my family. Lord of the universe, if we were to total the accounts, you would owe me much more than I would owe you. But it is the eve of the Day of Atonement when everyone is commanded to make peace with his fellow. Hence, I forgive you your sins, if you will forgive me for mine. And then the tailor poured a glass of wine and said a blessing and exclaimed, L'chaim, Master of the world, let there now be peace and joy between us, for we have forgiven each other. And our sins are now as if they never were. The disciples, of course, were horrified. But the rabbi told them, so the story goes, that the tailor's words caused great joy in heaven. I love that story. It reinforces for me that our relationship with the sacred and the universe, as well as each other, is a dialogue, not a monologue. We not only hurt, but we get hurt. And it seems to me that one of the unending troubles of this world is that we tend to keep a scorecard. Have you noticed? I believe Yom Kippur teaches us, or is meant to teach us, to honestly review and atone for our mistakes, forgive others their mistakes, and then tear up the scorecard of hurts and grievances and start over. This goes back to our first comment. To err is human. To ask for forgiveness is difficult. To forgive, divine. As the story of the tailor shows us, it's not that forgiving is divine and therefore beyond us. It is rather that, important as it is to recognize our own faults and transgressions and to ask for forgiveness, and it is important, it is even more important to learn to forgive and move on. To carry the burden of an unforgiving soul, to keep that scorecard with us and indeed pass it on to our children. This, I believe, is to walk through this life in darkness. And wherever we go, we take that darkness with us. So perhaps Elton John is wrong. Sorry is a difficult word, but I forgive is perhaps the hardest. For that reason, we have a ritual of forgiving that we'll offer just after this sermon. It's completely voluntary. Sometimes we have several takers, and sometimes we have none. For now, may we forgive and be forgiven. May the path that we are on be a path that we have chosen. Amen.